Okay, we'll get started here in the room again. Do you want to go first?
Sure. Patrice, just to start us off, maybe walk us through the ups and downs of that game. Because obviously the first half was a little strange, having to make a change early, but you know that winning feeling has to be special.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the one thing that I just told the guys that I can gladly repeat to anywhere in the world is I felt we were in search of this game since February 1st. You know, a game that they're an excellent team with really high-end players. They're going to get chances, but most of the time we were in control of the game. So for that, I'm really proud of the group. We've talked about 60, 45, 80. We haven't got the 90. So that was as close as we could get against one of the, in my opinion, the best attacking team there is in the league with the individual players they have. Yeah, strange. A lot of injuries in the first half, but credit to us and them that everybody, you know, that came in off the bench with very little notice really did a good job. I hope Johnny Grant's okay. I know Theo has to go get stitches. He's on his way to the hospital, so first and foremost, that's obviously important. I hope Johnny bounces back quickly. And, you know, we had some real good chances. Theo's header, the cross that Mass put in, Lorenzo's corner. So you go into this loop that you start to say, is this going to happen? Maybe it's just not meant to be. You know, this is a team that's got our number. So when the first goal was scored, the guys relaxed. They couldn't have been scored at a better time because it gives you confidence going into half. So a bit of a strange up and down game with a lot of different emotions. Obviously, a red card, a couple of cautions and stuff, but it was exciting.
Joao scored his last goal here, and he said he thought.
Yeah, that's what I told him.
He thought it might have been his last goal he ever scored. But how happy are you guys to see him get out here and play? Obviously, longer than you expected.
Joao is a big part of this team. The plan was not to play him that much. And he has been on me, and was he here earlier? For sure he made comments about me. I already said that I'm crazy, so I think he's crazy. Maybe that's how we get along. So I was proud of him. You know, I think the Joao in mid-August is going to score a hat trick today. He had those two chances that he kind of is trying to find his legs, but the calm and composure he brought, the ability to stay on the ball, I mean, I think around 75th, we had some magical moments that we hung on to the ball for long stretches. The period where Wesley crossed the ball and we missed that, you know, the cross that came in as well. It was a little bit late. That was, I think, 20, 25 passes in a row. So, Joao's leadership, class, the way he finished that goal. A lot of people who missed the previous chance will put their head down, but Joao's never that guy. And we're very happy to have him. So, it's good to see him going. And, obviously, with Daniil, you know, with him, we got him more of a plan. 10, today was about 17, 20. So hoping that next weekend we get him 45. And I really like where we're going as a group. I know there's going to be bumps and bruises, but my job is to make sure it's never too high and obviously it's never too low.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thomas? Ty, congratulations on the win.
How did you
guys feel that you did go down the middle, having to make a substitution? You guys were getting a lot of the ball going forward and a lot of good looks, but maybe just sometimes couldn't get that ball in, or maybe some like almost finishes. How do you feel that you guys did there?
Yeah, I mean, we had a good plan. I liked our plan that we came in. We wanted to use, I mean, you know, you try not to say too much positive things about your players and always respect your opponents, but I mean, Lorenzo is exceptional. The ability that he had to break lines, I don't think he lost a pass today. You know, I think he had one pass. I'd love to see his numbers today. But, as I said earlier, you know, it's kind of like a weird day. Hot, cloudy. I felt like I was back at Halifax again with the four seasons in one day. Starts to go in a loop where you're like, oh, it's not going to happen. The goal's not going to come. But there was a lot of good movement off the ball. There was common positive belief. And, you know, the knocks and the bruises that we had earlier has allowed us to be here today with a strong mindset to say that no matter what, we don't stop believing and we're always together.
And as a coach, I'm sure it's a pretty luxurious feeling to be able to bring in Jean Morelli, Andre Rampersad, and Daniil Henry all off the bench.
Yeah, what a bench, for sure. I mean, I had to question myself last night. I thought I have lost my senses when I looked at the bench. I was like, am I doing this right? But obviously, we're trying to protect them. You know, for me, it's about winning, but also protecting our players in the minutes and managing them. You know, a lot of them have not played a lot of minutes. Andre was at Gold Cup, as we all know, and played a lot of minutes. So we're trying to manage him. Him and Mo have something really good going on between the two of them, creating competition. So credit to Mo, which had a great game for 65 minutes. And credit to Rampy to come in to close the game. You know, for me, the one of the things that we talk about in our locker room is sometimes 20 minutes is more important than the first 70 because you got to really close the job. So it was fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brandon? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Like was said earlier, a couple of big momentum swings in the match. Zach's screamer from
wow.
35 years out, probably up there. But how do you guys felt? How did you guys feel with the chances that didn't go your way? Like you said, the cross that West is like 3 feet in front of Joao, and then the pass that sort of went wayward. Just what was the difference this week with not letting those chances bog you guys down too much compared to other reads where you might have those chances might have come and gone, and you guys might not have had, you know, the additional chance like that you did today.
Yeah, I think experience. Listen, we've been there and we've missed two chances. We put our head down. We feel bad. We feel sorry for ourselves. It's, you know, one of the terminologies that I've started to use with our guys, it's what's called the chaos loop that really exists, is when you just get stuck in a loop. Something bad happens, but good happens 3 times in a row, but you keep thinking about the bad that happened before, and you constantly go in this loop, and your mind shuts down. So for me, you know, we talked about it's the power of your emotions and mind. Your emotions keep you in bed. They make you feel sad, but it's your mind that gets you up and pushes you to do things when you don't want to do it. So for me, our mind power was exceptional to see the game through. They had a really good chance about the 85th that we had to make a stop on. You're going to need to, you know, score your chance, and you're going to need to make saves. So I think our mind concentration ability was really there, and I'm so proud of the guys. You know, back-to-back shutouts is a big thing for us. You know, I continue to see the growth of Dan and Kale's partnership with Daniil's backing and support, and I'm just so honored and proud of these guys. I'm honestly beyond honored to be a part of this team and have these guys as part of our organization.
Yeah, and it's the first away win of the season for you guys as well. Just does it mean a little bit more that it's come here at York, where you're, you know, just down the road from Vaughn, and you know,
yeah,
Jordan on the bench, you know, Riley, Mass, obviously.
Sure. Yeah. Listen, I want to say no, but you know, the way I look at this, this is our home game away from home, given that I live 10 minutes from here. I actually went to university here and played university soccer here. So for me, it's a special game. But I also don't want to make it about revenge and redemption. It just feels good, you know, to have all my family and everyone here to celebrate it with them, because they can't make the games at Halifax to see. So I think that makes it sweet. It's not about anything more than that. So it was very good. The first away win, you know, for me, hasn't been really about that. We still have been managed to get 6 points, which is quite good. Now we're at 9 points on the road. So we've been lucky, unlucky with a couple of results, maybe against Pacific, the Calgary with a penalty. You know, we could have had more, but again, I'm also trying not to get lost in that chaos loop and just try to move forward one game at a time.
Absolutely. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I always try and ask the League One questions.
Sure.
You've been with the league so long, but to get Daniil Henry with the team, I heard that before he signed, he actually warmed up in training with Simcoe County Rovers, which he's like a co-owner.
Yeah,
of.
Yeah.
How did you link up with him, and was it his or your idea to say, hey, get some shape up with Simcoe County?
I mean, that's a long story, but I've stayed in contact with Daniil for quite some time. Obviously, you know, he's one of the celebrated players. You could see after the game, it's hard to get his attention. Yeah. I feel like, you know, he's our the messy version of CPL. With all the guys, everywhere we go, we're on him. And I'm like, we're grateful to have him. I think his desire to train was to be with anyone, but he was doing like personal training on one or two man setting. So we wanted to get him with a bigger group. Obviously, I don't want to pressure him and say, go train with Vaughn, given my history with the club. So it was just important to be fit and grow. And, you know, we were working on bringing him to Halifax, bringing him to CPL. You know, I hope that we see him grow, and we'll see where his journey takes him next, whether he stays in CPL and helps us win a championship and bring, most importantly, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, bring more recognition to the league, to everyone, that national team players can play here and they can move forward, but we're just grateful to have them.
Thank you. Let's see, with he sort of was too bad he was like a generation before League One got started. But now with League One Canada, I've been reading about some training sessions of having like maritime teams and maybe them forming a league. How do you look forward to maybe getting some more local players, eventually rising to the top and playing for...
I think that's such an important thing that we're looking at this team on the field and thinking about it. But my job is to also think about the future, grow the next set of players, and also try to grow football in the entire East Coast. Like, we had a U18 team that's in a tournament next week. So we've held several training camps with U18 teams. Our staff with Jed, Jan, and Jordan have been exceptional. We had a U23 team that played Holstein Kiel, which is a Bundesliga 2 team. So we're working on that, but would love to see League 1 come to Atlantic, help us have a team all year round and bring that competitiveness. And meanwhile, we'll continue to League 1 at Quebec and Ontario to try to find the next one. I still think, in my opinion, and I'm biased because, as I said earlier, you get attached to your players. Massimo Ferran is an exceptional player, man. And the fact that he was at League One and he's here now and he doesn't look like he was playing at a lower league last year is a big testament to the league.
Excellent, yeah. And, someday the story would end that, League One Atlantic will have a team in the Canadian Championship.
Yeah, for sure.
It'll draw them because of... try and be local to build up safe travel expenses.
As long as we don't draw Vaughn, I'll be grateful and be very happy.
Yes.
That's not a game I want to be on the bench for, so for sure.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it.
Josh, go ahead.
Thank you. Sorry to pile on. This is probably going to be the longest press conference I've been on with Patrice. So just two quick questions.
Hey, it's good to hear, Josh. That means something good's happening then. If nobody's here, that's that. It's usually just you and I.
I know, eh? It's funny. That's all right, though. Wes DiMatteo collected his first assist of the season, and obviously he's had a little bit of a peculiar journey this year, starting on the wing and sort of finding his home as a left back. Can you just talk about his journey this season and getting rewarded with an assist on the board?
Yeah, I told the guys last game against Ottawa, I thought he was the man of the match. At least he was man of the match for me. I know everyone looks at a big Dan Nimick who can hit a ball and Massimo Ferran and Callum and Theo's exceptional goal. But Wesley's been so good in that role, and our system requires a particular player. So is Wesley, one of the more dominant fullbacks or defenders in the league? I don't know, but I think he's one of our better players, and he keeps the possession, he defends well. I thought Kevin Santos, who's a very good player, was really attacking him from 30th to 45th, and I think Wesley really put a stop to that in the second half and adjusted well. So credit to his growth, but, we've given him the confidence, and he's returned it and rewarded us for more than the ability that he's on the field. So I think we have not seen his best, and I think his best is yet to come. And, I look forward to seeing his growth.
Fantastic. Armand also came on today, and I think he logged the most minutes that he's got this season. Can you just talk about, again, his progress as a player and developing, and also how that sort of fits into the U21 minutes that we're always talking about?
Yeah, I mean, Armand's another player that's played in League One and was part of NCAA. He's a big-size, technical boy, and unfortunately, knock on wood, we've been indestructible in the middle with injuries. Lorenzo, Rampy, and Mo are very difficult to bump off. You really think about it. Today we didn't feature a very, very promising young man in Tommy Giraldo because our growth and our depth that we have. So I was really happy to see him get big minutes. I thought he did great. I wish he could have scored that goal because that would have made it so so memorable for him. But good to see him going. And listen, we're about to get to the final stretch of the season. We need to know who can do the job and who fits where and get ready to kind of, quote-unquote, reduce our rotation, right? Because every game matters more and more. And knock on wood, hopefully we head to playoffs and, get there.
Perfect. And actually, just one more note here. Sorry to extend it.
No worries.
Just at the end of the match there was – a lot of cards thrown around. I think I counted one red and four yellows. Do you just have a comment on things getting heated, I guess, and Baldissimo's tackle at the end there?
Yeah, I'll leave that one alone, Josh. I'm going to get in trouble, so I'll just say I didn't see anything, and I wish everyone the best.
All right. Thank you, Patrice.
Thank you.
Again, congrats on the win.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry for the delay. Take care.